My name's Hugh Strawn, and I'm a First World War historian, which is probably why I've been asked to chair this session. Mike Webb, whom I suspect most of you know, who staff of the Bodleian, has one general and an enormous responsibility, and I'll come on to the particular responsibility in a moment. The general and enormous responsibility is that he is mounting an exhibition for 2014 for the Bodleian on the First World War. And it's enormous because, of course, Oxford's connection with the First World War, the involvement of members of the university was very great, not just in the armed services, but as we're about to hear, across political life as well. And even, of course, for those who were left behind, the scale of involvement with the community in Oxford, with those who were engaged in public or military life, was also very great. And the collections which the Bodleian holds are truly magnificent, actually, in relation to the history of the First World War. Mike's particular responsibility tonight is to introduce us to the Lewis Harcourt papers, which the Bodleian holds. And I don't want to steal his thunder. I will simply say that I know one of his hopes, and I have to, having had some inkling from him of what's in the papers, certainly one of my hopes as a historian of the First World War, is that the library will get support in cataloguing, developing, and accessioning this, and no doubt other collections as well. But this is a collection of papers that really is of national and international importance. Mike will tell us a bit more about Harcourt, I'm sure. But if I can just say what for me as a historian is the most obvious significance in this collection, and that is that Harcourt was in the cabinet at a point where, of course, there were no cabinet minutes, where the whole process of cabinet government had not been evolved. That was itself a product of the war, thanks to Maurice Hankey's role as the secretary, first of all, the Committee of Imperial Defence in 1914, and then by the end of the war, a secretary of the War Cabinet. Some people may say, of course, that the virtue of being a minute writer is actually you shape not only history in terms of how those meetings are recorded, but also you shape what the cabinet didn't know it thought and put it into a coherent form for action. When Harcourt was in the cabinet, none of that happened. And so everybody's account of what happened in those cabinet meetings is slightly different and divergent, which is why every account matters.